Unit 19. Sporting Moments. 19A. Whitewater Rafting. Exercises 2 and 3.
We went whitewater rafting in Costa Rica. Costa Rica, of course, is full of marvellous mountain rivers and beautiful tropical forests. I think it's one of the most beautiful countries I've ever visited. We took the Land Rover right up into the hills, and we stood on the banks of this horrific-looking river, all brown and fierce and full of cruel-looking rocks. And there were two rubber rafts, and we had two experts, one for each raft. And there were eight of us, that's seven untried people and seven learners and one guide or expert in each raft. And we did everything in stages because there would be one sort of fall and then a quiet pool and then another huge fall and then another quiet pool. And so before we did the first, as it were, descent, the guides told us, watch out for that in big tree branch that juts out over the river, because if you don't duck your heads as you go past it, you go past at such a rate that you'll knock yourselves out. So I said, yes, of course. By the way, we were all wearing helmets, of course, safety helmets, rather like motorcyclists wear. So we started off and we shot down this hillock of water, this kind of hill of water, brown foaming water, and the experience was so exciting and so tremendous that I completely forgot about the tree branch and I went smash into it with my head. But of course the helmet protected me, but I felt such a total fool, you know, what a start. But it was a most amazing feeling. It was very, very, very exhilarating.
19B. Match of the day. Exercises 2 and 4. 1.
Today ends with a fight featuring Onakuni, also known as the Panda. He has quite an easy fight today in a match against Fujinoshin. Fujinoshin is heavy at 150 kilos, rather close to the ground. He's nicknamed the Truth, which comes from a fighting name which means the true Mount Fuji. The fight is delayed by a false start from Fujinoshin. That worries Onakuni a little. He's a man who doesn't like to start too soon. It's the Panda who wins in the end. Fujinoshin starts well and he pushes the Panda backwards, but he doesn't seem to be able to follow through. Onakuni is just too big to move, and in the end he pushes his way through, using the advantage of 60 extra kilos, and he carries Fujinoshin away. A good win for Onakuni.
2.
Now then, Higita's come about 40 metres out of the goal, there to take the ball, and he must be a worried man. Well, the atmosphere is really alight now here in Naples. Roger Miller for Cameroon, hoping to get them through to the quarter-final. No African country's ever gone that far, but it's not over yet. Can they do it again? Higita comes out from the goal, seems to want to get involved. I do not believe it! A goal! He's thrown the chance away! Roger Miller scores! That's it! 2-0! Roger Miller makes this World Cup belong to Cameroon! They now know that they're on the way, I'm sure, to the quarter-finals! Higita looks upset! The Colombians can't believe it!
3.
And in first place is Glendale Walsh from the United States, then Kostic from Yugoslavia. And then comes Murray. But Murray's looking very comfortable indeed, and only 80 metres to go now. Here comes Murray, coming up past Kostic now. It's Walsh leading, Murray in second place. And Murray responds to the cheers of the crowd with 80 metres to go. Here she comes. Anne Murray hits the front. Walsh is beaten, and Anne Murray is going to win for Scotland. Here she is. She's over the line in 1 minute 44.96 seconds. And second was Glendale Walsh, but that was a good win for Anne Murray under 1 minute 45 seconds. And this is only her second serious outdoor race this summer. She is looking very good.